WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The expansion of Scott & White Healthcare not only includes the new hospital in College Station, a primary clinic has also opened this week in Bryan. Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says four physicians will staff the clinic, which also features a physical therapy gym.
It's quite a large room that has a lot of exercise equipment in it. Physical therapy is really an incredibly valuable component to delivery of healthcare, non-surgical approaches to help people get back to work and help them get back to feeling good.
The clinic is located at the northbound freeway service road in Austin's Colony Parkway. A ribbon cutting and open house is scheduled for this afternoon at 4:30. And for the first time, the Bryan School Board is pursuing an agreement that would help bring in a new employer.
The reason it's the first time is because the prospect wants to build a facility that would add at least $30 million in property valuation. Bryan ISD Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws says that qualifies the still-to-be-identified company for a tax break and generates money for the district that won't reduce the amount of state funding. And she says the timing of this week's board action was important.
At some point between now and May 20th, our next meeting, they were going to be ready to proceed. So us doing this now is not going to hold them up at all. As soon as everything with the city and the county is done and this application is, we can proceed.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's 90% sure an oil company employing 200 people will be locating at Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
It's one of those situations where we basically would get roughly $1.5 million to put in our quote, gate receipts.
Wallace also says three or four supporting businesses would be created to service the main employer. School board at this week's meeting hired consultants who will assist in the negotiations with the prospect. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A record number of vendors have been lined up, and Heather Qualls with the City of College Station says after much preparation, this weekend promises to be a fun Brazos Valley Earth Day.
We've got so many new exhibits. It's just going to be a really fantastic day. We've got two stages. We've got one stage with some pretty well-known bands, Clayton Gardner Band, as well as the Rockefellers. And then on the second stage, we've got some really cool high school garage bands.
Qualls has chaired the event the last 4 years.
We're so excited to see so many people come out and just the growth of this event.
Concerts, booths, and food are part of the 18th annual activity, which will be Saturday from 11 until 6 at Wolfpen Creek Park. Organizers of the Bryan College Station Marathon are getting the word out about a solidarity run today for those impacted by the Boston Marathon.
It's not one race. It's not one place. We hope that it's going to happen across the country, where people will gather in small groups from morning all the way through the day and the evening. They'll wear blue and yellow, which are the colors of the Boston Marathon.
BCS Marathon Director Chris Field says their Facebook page is titled Run for Boston 417. And Texas is accused of dumbing down the education system with the latest wave of reforms. Senate Education Committee Chair Dan Patrick takes exception to a recent New York Times editorial.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Those who write such articles either haven't read the bills, don't understand the bills, or they can't make a comparison between what we're doing in House Bill 5 or Senate Bill 3 or 1724 compared to what is going on today. And they obviously do not live in the real world of the STAR test.
Patrick endorses HB 5, which would cut the number of end-of-course tests down from 15 to 5, and a degree program that allows students to choose career path training other than college. The bill is one step closer to being law. The next step is a full Senate vote. And a report out today from Mothers Against Drunk Driving shows there's more to be worried about when it comes to underage drinking. MADD says more than two-thirds of the deaths related to teenage drinking are not traffic-related.
A third of those, or 30% of those others, are homicide. But then it also breaks down into suicide and alcohol poisoning and accidents like drowning, falls.
The organization's national president, Jan Withers, says this underscores the importance of talking to your kids about drinking, even if no driving is involved. The full report can be found at MADD.org. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
It's time for spring cleaning, and the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event can help. Bring your paint, computers, batteries, pesticides, motor oil, expired medicines, and household cleaning products April 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the University Services Building. Take Harvey Road going east from Highway 6. Entrance is on the left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 764-3809 or visit them online at bbswma.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning, 713. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the potential for a shower. Temperatures near 85 today. Clouds, they're going to be with us tonight. Lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are going to be developing. Highs tomorrow afternoon are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Showers will taper off tomorrow night. It'll become partly cloudy with lows of 45 to 50. During Friday, we'll have partial sunshine, and the highs on Friday will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball and softball played last night. Also, the Astros lost. That's not news. And we lost Pat Summerall yesterday. We'll share all that more coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you about 7:50.
So we remember Mike Rice. He was the former men's basketball coach at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, then they caught him misbehaving, throwing basketballs at kids.
Calling a few
that.
Names.
Yeah. Coaching his daughter's 12-year-old AAU team.
Oh, because they're not more vulnerable
awesome.
Than a
see, and
college
I'm just thinking,
players.
If you've got a child on that team, are you deciding you maybe want to just stop by practice? You know, you're in the neighborhood, thought you'd stop by just to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, tell your daughter to turn on the recorder every day?
Something like that.
I can promise you I'm there.
Yeah, I just...
smiling, going, no, say something, really.
Sure. Yeah, not a good thing, I don't think. So if you bite into beef anywhere in Europe, 5% chance that you're going to be biting into horse meat. Yeah. The EU study across 27 nations in the wake of the horse meat scandal found that 5% of beef products had some horse DNA. 5%. France and Greece were the worst offenders. EU officials promised to put into place tougher rules. Oh, yeah. And penalties. Including prison time on food labeling. Yeah, see how that works.
Hey,
out.
At least it's horse and not rat, right?
There's some of that
opinion.
In there, too.
They maybe we just haven't talked about rat yet.
That I'm betting there's some in there.
That may be
I'd
coming
rather
up.
Eat horse than rat.
You could also go to a chili cook-off and do the same thing. It'd be kind of scary.
At least horses are herbivores, and it's not like, you know, vultures that eat carry eating garbage. Okay. And, you know.
So in other words, if we did a nutria, that would be all right because they're vegetarian things?
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily vegetarian.
Nutria?
Aren't rat-like objects, rodentia, don't they eat all kinds of weird, creepy stuff?
I tell you what.
We'll
get you a nutria and you can keep it and raise it and tell us about what it eats. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think I would eat a nutria.
They brought them to Texas to clear the junk out of the lakes, you know, the weeds and stuff and population, that were, not the, the water plants that were covering up the surface and making it tough for oxygen to get down to the fish. And instead, now they ended up with a nutria problem. But I don't know. And if you have a nutria chili recipe, be sure and send it in to us.
Well, I have a recipe for a possum. It might be similar.
I'm not sure. Don't know. Haven't had either one of them, I don't think.
I imagine it's pretty greasy. Sorry.
All in all, they said that the study showed that people were deceived but not endangered.
Okay. Kind of like how our government does.
I was about to say, I would think that there are many people in the world who are basically deceived and not endangered. But again, who's deciding whether they're endangered or not?
Mm.
All right, let's hear it for Budweiser. Budweiser has unveiled a bow tie shaped can.
Awesome.
Isn't that cute?
Or is it an hourglass?
Well, it depends on how you have it sitting.
Or is it a female shaped
can? If you set it down on the end, then, you know, you stood it up, it would have an hourglass shape. But anyhow, the Budweiser logo, you know, is kind of in the shape of a bow tie, so that's how they got the idea. Best part, according to the Found report, the design, quote, is the result of several years of technological advancements and investments at the brewery's can-making facility. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, we'll give Aggies Everywhere a new reason to drink to the health of Bowen Lofton.
Budweiser's officials say creating the can, or any other reason that Aggies want to drink, I suppose. Budweiser's officials say creating the can requires a 16-step process, 10 steps for the bottom, and then the rest of the can and the other 6 steps. And, of course, the company's PR department couldn't resist saying how the can is certainly a conversation starter. It's eye-catching. It's easy to grip. It's trendy. And according to our research, very appealing to young adults.
And makes people talk in a weird voice.
Okay, and so, what, if young people didn't like it, then they wouldn't tell us that, would they? They'd tell us that young people really think it's neat.
They'd say only the hipsters like it.
New design hits the store shelves May 6th, which means they're filling up probably...
in time for graduation.
Right, yeah, wow. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm in a pretty cheeky mood this morning.
That's right. American Airlines flying again. They apparently had a big computer glitch yesterday. All flights nationwide for about 4 hours yesterday afternoon were grounded. And yet last week I was grounded because of weather, and that was not everybody. I mean, can you imagine DFW with American Airlines not flying?
Oh, God.
I mean, we're talking 3 Piper Cubs and a United jet, and that's about it that's coming out of
you
there.
You got air traffic controllers going.
We got nothing to do. The airline had to cancel or delay more than 1,300 flights starting about noon because it couldn't access the reservation system, which controls pretty much every aspect of flight operations.
Another reason not to trust technology, if you would write it down on paper.
Let's get us a giant ledger book.
I'm just saying.
Be perfect. Yeah. Yeah, okay, you check in. You're all the way back at the M's. It's going to take a while for them to get back to you. American passengers could expect delays and log jams through today, of course, the airline offering updates and apologies. Yeah. Thing is, though, see, we don't know, and put on your tinfoil hats, we don't know what caused the glitch. So, once again, we'll see. While we're talking about airplanes and such, you know, if it doesn't take too much digging around, but you basically can find the little odd things that the government spends money on that they probably shouldn't. If you have somebody who you know who's in the service, in the Air Force, for instance, because I've got one in the Air Force, they do cross-country flights where they go and fly to different places to get their hours. But quite often, many of them are Aggies, and they like to come back here, and they would land, and they'd go eat at places that they liked to eat at when they were in College Station. I'm not going to name any names, but there were a few that were unique to College Station. So they'd tell their buddies, hey, let's come over and fly to College Station, and they'd do that and eat someplace and then go back and fly back to their base. Well, each year, Oklahoma is among the states to receive $150,000 federal grants to operate small, isolated airfields. For Oklahoma, there's one in the southern part of the state that is so seldom used that it's primarily a bathroom stop for passing pilots.
Nice.
No kidding.
Got to go to the bathroom, better pull in. The payments are from a 13-year-old congressional fund for about 80 similar fields with no traffic, no planes kept on site, described by a Washington Post investigative article as ATM-shaped like airports. Congress no longer even requires that the annual grants be spent on the actual airports drawing the grants. So there you go. From earlier this year, the Washington Post found that for us. Then comes the story of Jose Muniz. He's 25, believed himself to be an ideal candidate for President Obama's 2012 Safe Harbor Initiative. That was for illegal entry children, in that he had been brought to the U.S. by his undocumented parents before the age of 16, check, had no criminal record, check, had graduated from high school with honors, check. Since then, however, he had remained at home in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, assisting his family in doing odd jobs around the house and around the neighborhood, and admittedly just playing video games and vegging, his words, living in the shadows. He found it almost impossible then to prove the final legal criterion that he had, and that was that he had lived continuously in the United States since graduation.
Oh, because so he didn't be have job records.
Exactly. So you got to use government records or payroll sheets or utility bills, and he's staying in his parents' house, so he couldn't do that.
Oh.
After initial failures to convince immigration officials, the report comes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that his attorney was successful. They were finally able to find the documentation necessary to prove that Jose had been in the United States all that time since graduation. They submitted his Xbox records.
No.
Documenting that his computer in the Wisconsin location had been accessing video games day after day for years.
Yep.
There you go.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Want your dog to be a canine stein? Bring them to Waggy Pet Zone. They offer training classes for all experience levels. Sign your canine up for basic obedience, clicker, or agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Waggy Pet Zone also offers Puppy Pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Let Waggy Pet Zone's canine behavior experts help you meet your training goals. Call 693-9663 or visit WaggyPetZone.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home. Commercial services.
Allen Honda celebrating their really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Good morning, 725. It's the weather brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Chance of some showers, about 20%. They'll be in the afternoon if we have any, but still windy. 15 to 25, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. A high will be 83. Tonight, 71. Then tomorrow, we'll get up to 76, and then the temps will start falling as we have a wind shift in the afternoon. And we'll have a 60% chance of showers with that wind shift coming along. Tomorrow night, 45 is the low. Then sunshine and 65 for Friday. Saturday, about 71. We'll remind you, Friday night, our low right now forecast to be 40. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 12, 85% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 74.
Hi, this is Tim Light. My family has been part of the area for 41 years. Every day we are glad that Bryan-College Station is our home. A lot of you feel the same way. One way to make sure our community keeps growing is by shopping local. When you do that, money stays here to help provide the services we all want. And it allows our dealership to support local groups when they need it. Plus, it's always great to do business with your neighbors. Bryan Broadcasting and Tom Light Chevrolet remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On their never-ending campaign trail, Obama and wife Michelle often speechify about their commitment to the military, to veterans and their families and all that. Sometimes they even use uniformed military's props, as Michelle did for her surprise Academy Awards presentation. But when the teleprompter and the camera crews are gone, there is reality. Obama's Department of Veterans Affairs has a backlog of over 600,000 cases. Veterans who've applied for disability or pensions have to wait almost a year on average before their claims get processed. Now, one reason is the abject failure of a computer system put in place 3 years ago on Obama's watch. It cost $500 million. The new system was supposed to improve performance. It's currently installed in half the VA's claims locations. But when workers tried to actually process claims, the system booted them out and ground to a halt. A Stars and Stripes article details the painful attempts to get the computers to work. According to a recent VA Inspector General report, the system is plagued with disorganized and improper management of claims. VA Secretary Eric Shinesky says he expects the backlog to worsen before it gets better. He refuses to give a timeline for when veterans might see results. Now, I've got two questions. One, does our campaigner-in-chief Obama even know the VA has these problems? And two, if the Obama regime cannot process claims from 600,000 veterans who they supposedly care about, how are they going to handle the tens of millions of new claims under Obamacare?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A solidarity run for those directly affected by the Boston Marathon will take place today in multiple locations around the country.
All day long, people will just be going out and remembering the folks in Boston and, you know, doing what long-distance runners or runners of any variety do, and that's get back out there and run even when things are tough.
The director of the Bryan College Station Marathon, Chris Field, asks participants to wear blue or yellow, the colors of the Boston Marathon, take a picture with a Run for Boston sign with their location, and post it to their Facebook page titled Run for Boston 417. More than 6 months in the making, an oil company is considering an investment of more than $30 million in Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
The Bryan School Board this week hired consultants who will assist in economic development negotiations with the prospect. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the primary employer would generate 200 jobs.
It seems like they're about 90% ready to come, if not more. And they're going to, as they said preliminarily, they're going to make the shipping company across the street and the three or four other businesses around it.
The size of the project qualifies the still unidentified prospect to take advantage of a state program. Bryan ISD's chief financial officer, Amy Draws, says the district would receive payment in lieu of property taxes that won't reduce the amount of state funding.
And it's exciting to do something different and help the community in the economic development, bringing jobs to the area, all of that, because we can't normally participate.
Wallace says the district might receive $1.5 million that has no strings on how it can be spent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While the most visible expansion of Scott & White Healthcare is their College Station Hospital, this week marked the opening of a primary care clinic in Bryan.
I think it's clear to all of us that have been long-term residents of the Bryan College Station that this is slowly becoming a destination, not only for people looking for quality of life, but it's going to become a medical hub and a destination for medical care in all the surrounding communities. So we think it's very appropriate and timely to go ahead and invest to this degree in the community.
Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says the clinic will be staffed by four physicians and also feature associated laboratory and physical therapy services, including a gym. A ribbon cutting and open house will be held this afternoon at 4:30. The Bryan Clinic is located along the northbound freeway service road at Austin's Colony Parkway. For 18 years, Brazos Valley Earth Day has been a growing event. This year is no different, with more than 60 booths at Wolfpan Creek Park in College Station.
I would say probably within the last 7 to 8 years, it's really taken off. And we're finally at that point where we're trying to figure out how to keep up with the growth of the event and keep giving it more and more and more.
Event Chair Heather Qual says they're already looking for next year's sponsors.
Keep us in mind. If you need a green event to get involved in, please call us.
Saturday's Earth Day event runs from 11 until 6, featuring food, concerts, and a variety of family-friendly activities. A federal judge has ruled that the state does not have to issue license plates depicting the Confederate flag. The Sons of Confederate Veterans sued to get the plates after the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles turned them down. North Texas constitutional law expert Carl Sassiri says it's interesting that 9 other states, all of them Southern, issued similar license plates.
Some of those states did so voluntarily, and in some of those states, the Sons of Confederate Veterans sued and won. So, you know, there's a real question as to whether or not Judge Sparks is right or the judges in the other states.
He says Judge Sam Sparks' ruling means the DMV did not violate the First Amendment, the right to free speech. Meanwhile, a pro-business group claims legalized casinos in Texas would generate $11.8 billion in new economic activity a year. Bill Hammond, president of the Texas Association of Business, says if casino gambling was approved, it would draw conventions and 74,000 new jobs would be created.
There's probably no more impactful legislation in terms of on the economy of Texas. It's going to speak to keeping this money at home. It's going to speak to bringing tourists and conventioneers in greater numbers to Texas.
Hammond puts the odds of lawmakers letting the people vote on the issue at 50-50. WTOW News Time is 7:35. It's 73 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Good morning. It's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Warm, moist air will continue to flow out of the Gulf of Mexico today. That'll produce lots of cloudiness across the area, and as the day goes on, it could produce a shower. Highs today close to 85. We'll have clouds tonight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are likely to develop. Highs will be 75 to 80. Showers are likely to end tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. It'll turn partly sunny during the day Friday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball and softball hit the road last night. We'll get you caught up with both teams. And we lost Pat Summerall yesterday. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right, 7:37, and Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620 along with Kevin and Kat.
Thank you. First, I'd like to get your comments on Boston, of course.
Well, it's a tragedy. I'd like for all of us to continue to remember the victims and the first responders in our prayers.
And I guess, you know, this one is so uncomfortable because it's an outside event. It's the kind of thing that draws people together. And it I guess, once again, just kind of makes you grip a little bit thinking about this. This was certainly thought out to, in fact, terrorize.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a terrorist attack. There's no doubt about it. And you know, it still shows that we're vulnerable and there are still people in this world that don't like us.
Sure.
But, we need to always remember that when particularly those of us in Congress when we're trying to make sure that we keep the country safe.
So the president, with his budget proposal, involves some cutting of Social Security benefits. Obviously, leadership in your party likes that. Tell me about it, how you feel about that personally, and is this something that we'll hold together?
Well, first of all, let's clarify and say it's not really a cut in benefits. It's a cut in the rate of growth of benefits.
Okay,
Social
right.
Security benefits still grow, but the change CPI is a more accurate measure of the changes in prices than the current CPI changes that we use today. There's current CPI measures that we use today. So I'm in favor of this. I don't think it needs to be a standalone change. I think that if you look at Social Security as a whole, it is bankrupt. The disability fund is going to run out of money before the end of this president's term. And then in the middle part of the next decade, we're going to have drastic cuts to benefits if we don't put it on sound financial footing. So I'm in favor of that and a couple of other changes so that we preserve it for today's retirees as well as for future retirees.
You know, anytime you get together with any constituents, I'm sure, obviously the folks who are close to approaching retirement age, listen very carefully to this because they are concerned that they're not going to get their money out of it. But, I mean, dig in just a little bit and explain to people a little bit more if you could, as you would, calculating the Social Security benefits and how that is going to happen, because the president does want to change the way that inflation's measured. So could you explain to people how it's done now, what he wants to do, and how that will make a difference in the numbers that we see?
Well, sure. Today there is an inflation measure that is used to inflate, to raise Social Security benefits each year. And that measure of inflation is not particularly accurate. And so what it does is it tends to it tends to increase annual Social Security benefits by an amount that's higher than what the actual underlying change in cost are for the economy. So the change CPI is a more accurate reflection of inflation than is the current measure. So seniors wouldn't be hurt by this. It just slows down the rate of growth and the cost of Social Security. It doesn't cut anybody's benefits whatsoever.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. How about your thoughts on increasing Medicare premiums and decreasing benefits for seniors who are better off?
Well, I think Medicare is absolutely the most bankrupt entitlement program that we have today. The average person is going to get multiple dollars back for every dollar they paid into Medicare. So we need to do several things to Medicare. One is, I think, is to come up with more of a market-based solution to deal with Medicare going forward for folks born in 1959 or later. And basically for them, what we would propose is to give them a health care plan similar to what we have in Congress. I can choose my health care plan. The government tells me what portion they're going to pay for. And then if I want a nice plan, then I'm going to have to pay something out of pocket for that. In addition to that, we need to look at other potential changes so that higher income folks that can more afford it, pay a little higher premium for their part of Medicare.
Later on today, I guess they're going to have a news conference, the Gang of Eight. They were planning to, as far as the immigration policy, then Boston took place. So kind of give us the overview of what we're going to hear there.
Well, I don't, you know, they just released their proposed legislation for immigration yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'm going through it right now. And actually, I came out of an Immigration Reform Caucus meeting a few minutes ago to place this call. So we're trying to take a look at what's inside the bill. It's a 1,500-page bill, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to have some analysis. Maybe by the time we talk next week, okay, we can do that. But just at first blush, there's some things about it I like. There's some things about it that I'm having to make sure I understand how they work.
Well, and obviously, since we're a border state and we got a lot of them who come through, security on the border has to be one of the key things that we talk about here.
That's exactly right. And I can tell you this. There's one part of the bill I'm not very thrilled about, and that is how border security is measured. They use what I think is a measurement that's too low. They say 90% border security, and then also the measurement is done by the administration. I'd prefer that we have somebody independent doing the measurement rather than letting the measurements be politicized.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. The White House said yesterday that they would veto the House plan that I think y'all are going to consider next week, having to do with the cybersecurity. Can you tell me what their misgivings are and basically what you're feeling on the bill?
Basically, the cybersecurity bill that's on the floor this week is a voluntary bill that, let me rephrase that, it allows businesses that are being hacked and attacked to voluntarily give their information to our security agencies, our cyber command, if you will, to see what is happening to them. But it's voluntary. And in that information, when it's transferred to Cyber Command or to the Department of Homeland Security, is stripped of any personally identifiable information. The administration doesn't like that because they want to make that transfer mandatory. They want to say if you are a business, and let's say you're Brian Broadcasting and you're being attacked, then you have to provide that information to the federal government. Our bill in the House is that it's voluntary and that you have to strip out your personally identifiable information. And so I've got real heartburn over the White House direction on this. It really is troubling. Now, they're saying they're doing it to protect personal liberties, which is just an absolute farce, because they're basically saying every business in this country would have to transfer that information to the federal government.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back in history a little bit. It was called the Stock Act, or Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. I think 60 Minutes did a piece that basically spurred this legislation to take place back in 2012. The bill prohibited the use of any non-public information for private profit, insider trading, basically, if you would, for members of Congress. And with a lot of fanfare, Congress passed that. With not so much fanfare, over the on Friday, basically y'all pulled back some of this having to do with the disclosure as far as congressional staff and some people in the executive branch. So you kind of watered down that Stock Act.
Well, yes, but only as respects people in the administration that could have some securities concerns with having their information released, and also some congressional staff. It doesn't take away the reporting requirements. It just says that you can water it down. Now, members of Congress still have to report. So there were some security concerns that were raised predominantly by the White House, and Congress tried to listen to that to hopefully address that concern. I'm not sure we've gotten it exactly right yet, so I'm hopeful that we can continue to address the issue, and that is that members of Congress should not trade on inside information and that they should be totally transparent in what they do from a transaction standpoint, but B, make sure that we don't let anything slip through the cracks.
Well, since you are a member of Congress, I'd like for you to speak to the whole idea that this was done without a hearing. There was no recorded vote in either the House or the Senate. This looks like something that happened in the dark of night.
Well, it does, and I'm frustrated by that stuff. To me, the votes like this ought to come to the House floor, and we ought to be able to drop our card in the machine and press yes or no. And unfortunately, this was not done that way in the House. The people in District 17 can't tell if I'm for it or against it. In all likelihood, I would have voted against watering this down. But this is one of those things that happens around here that just drives me nuts.
Well, it makes people uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the Fountain of Youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Therapists and psychologists all agree, in order for most human relationships to flourish, especially those between men and women, and parents and children, people need to know how to talk to one another. But does it matter what we talk about? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I can remember so fondly my early days with my wife, Jean. We were young and madly in love. We'd go out to eat and sit across from each other, talking about all kinds of interesting things. We'd talk about our childhoods, our schooling, politics, a new book, and especially our dreams for the future. The conversations were almost always deep and meaningful. Well, time marches on, and over the last decade, we've been blessed with two wonderful, energetic boys. And I'll admit it, mealtime conversations have changed. A lot. Instead of discussing the latest world news or bestseller, we're more likely to talk about silly and fun things around the table. And you know what? We love it. There are seasons in every life, and it's fun to see the boys mature. But it's important for parents to simultaneously carve out some time to also talk one-on-one about deeper and more personal things. And the weather just doesn't count. Studies have shown that the happiest people report having twice as many substantive conversations as those who simply engage in small talk on a regular basis. You know how it works, news, weather, and sports. In other words, when it comes to conversation, talk deeply, be happy. With Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home is lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're like most folks, you love eating out. Well, now you can get rewarded for it. With the Taste of BCS, you can earn points at participating locally owned, independently operated restaurants right here in Bryan College Station. You get a point for every dollar spent at any member restaurant. Get 150 points accumulated, and you get a $10 reward from any member restaurant. Some of the member restaurants would be La Bodega, Chicken Oil Company, Stover Brothers Cafe at Village Foods, Carney's Pub and Grill, J. Cody's Steakhouse and Barbecue, and The Village downtown. Now, you can sign up online at tasteofbrazos.com, or you can sign up at any member restaurant. And by the way, if your favorite local, independently operated restaurant is not a part of Taste of BCS, mention that to them. Next time somebody asks you, where should we eat, answer, somewhere local. And by the way, you can purchase web certificates at a great discount from participating restaurants. Can do that online at tasteofbrazos.com. The next sale starts tomorrow. Then there'll be another one on June the 11th. The Taste of BCS. You can check them out, tasteofbcs.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. A&M baseball had been perfect, 10-0 in midweek games until last night. Trailing 9-1, the Aggs clawed their way at the deficit until Aggie freshman Hunter Middleton sent the game into extra innings with a clutch hit in the ninth inning. Trailing 9-8, Middleton roped the first pitch offering to right field to drive in the tying run. Unfortunately, the go-ahead run was snuffed out on a double steal attempt, and the Aggs came up just short. Aggies returned to action Friday when they traveled to Fayetteville for a three-game SEC series against number 12 Razorbacks. A&M softball ran their record to 35-9 on Kelly Lamphere's bat. The freshman was 3-for-3 with 5 RBI and 3 runs scored as the number 13 Texas A&M softball team run-ruled the Bobcats 14-0, and they did it in 5 innings in San Marcos. Lamphere was one of 4 Aggies to go yard on the night as juniors Amber Garza, Taryn Tyler, and Jenna Stark also cleared the fence. Aggies traveled to Georgia this weekend for a 3-game Southeastern Conference series. Game 1 set for Friday at 5 o'clock. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch to Adrian, swung on and a high drive hit to left center field. Carrying well, Sapelt is back, he's at the wall, and that ball is history. 2-run home run for Adrian Beltre. Make it 4-0 Rangers.
Beltre swatted a 2-run dinger, and Craig Gentry made a diving catch in the bottom of the ninth to preserve the Rangers' 4-2 win over the Cubbies last night. Rangers starter Derek Holland got the victory after pitching 7 shutout innings. Josh Donaldson's RBI triple in the eighth inning gave the Oakland A's a 4-3 win over the Stros last night. Eric Sogard's added a career-high 3 hits for the A's, who have won all 5 games so far this year against the Houston Astros. And there's finally something nice to say about the Yankees. To honor Boston, the New York Yankees played the Fenway Park traditional song, Sweet Caroline, following the third inning of Tuesday night's game at Yankee Stadium. If you know anything of the series between Boston and New York, to say that they hate each other would be a gross understatement. Prior to the game, the Yankees held a moment of silence to honor the victims of the explosion during Monday's Boston Marathon. In a somewhat related story, a nationwide event started here in Aggieland exploded all over Facebook, and if you're a runner, check it out for yourself. Go to Run for Boston 417 for the details. Couple of quick notes. The NFL will release its schedule tomorrow, so if you want to find out when your Cowboys or Texans are playing, you can look at that tomorrow. And NBC has picked up the rights for English Premier League soccer for over $200 million. They'll carry all 300 games, by the way, on the NBC networks. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have signed veteran forward Tracy McGrady ahead of the playoffs. Terms of the deal were not disclosed yesterday, but the 33-year-old McGrady is a seven-time NBA All-Star. He's played for Toronto, Orlando, Houston, Detroit, Atlanta, and the New York Knickerbockers. George Pat Summerall, Pat was his nickname, Pat because he was a field goal kicker, and the box score would read P-A-T, point after touchdown, and then his last name, Summerall, referring to the point after. The legendary NFL play-by-play man who has worked a record 16 Super Bowls has died from cardiac arrest. Here's his longtime partner, John Madden.
Pat is such a professional, and Pat is everything. He's so smooth. I mean, he's like silk. And I rant and rave and go off on tangents, and then Pat, in a word or two, can get you, boom, right back, and there you go.
He did cut him.
His elegance, intelligence, and experience, common sense, and friendship. It's all those things. It's not just that. I mean, he's the perfect guy. And if anyone can't get along with Pat Summerall, you can't get along with anyone.
Summerall began working for CBS in 1961 and stayed there for 31 years before moving over to Fox to follow the NFL for the final 8 years of his career. He worked a final Super Bowl in 2002, and now he'll get to do all of them. Pat Summerall dead at the age of 82. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Now, I know when we were looking to buy my home, one of the things I really wanted was some outside space. I've got a kid, I wanted a dog, and I've got to make sure that not only can I be out there, but it's comfortable to be outside.
Outdoor space is a huge selling point for people right now. That's something that we spend a lot of time coaching our sellers on. If you've got an area that's empty, we want to zhuzh that up just a little bit.
Zhuzhing would be what exactly?
Well, zhuzh, you know, add a little color, add a little flair. If you've got just a plain iron patio set or plain iron furniture, you want to add some color. Put some cushions out
there.
Put some plants. You need to zhuzh it. So that's extra space that you're not paying for. It's not like you're adding an extra room to your house that's heated and cooled, but you are adding an extra living space. And so it saves you money. So you spend less money and you get a big return.
Well, and I know in my case specifically, there was a fire pit, which I really, really like because there wasn't a fireplace inside, so I could have one outside. And you can use that most of the time in Texas.
You can. It was a huge selling point. I think it helped you make your decision.
Absolutely, it did. To find out more, you can go to zarealestate.com.
I remember when I was younger, it's a couple of minutes, I remember when I was younger, going to a bookstore. I really enjoyed that. You know, you were around just books, and the people who were in the bookstore knew what they were talking about, you know? So, but now, it's just not that way anymore.
Really?
Well, yeah. Do you think that in the big chain stores, everybody you talk to knows about authors and stuff?
No.
Yeah.
As someone who's worked in a book department, I can confidently say no.
Okay, and that's right.
But they have books to look it up in to know that they're carrying that stuff.
Okay, so here you go. A list of questions published by the London Daily Mail about dumb questions that the staff is asked in a bookstore. For instance, the person who walked in and wanted to get the new book by Charles Dickens.
The new one.
Yeah.
Well, a book is always new to someone who's never read it.
The reason he thought it was new is because Oped mentioned it.
Yeah. Wow.
Other questions that are dumb and kind of makes you wonder is there was the person who wanted to return the Where's Wally book because they'd found him. Best one? Maybe. I don't know. One customer said, "Hi, I'm looking for a Bible from my mom, but I don't know who wrote it."
Oh, my God.
Well, that's just, no one ever talks about who wrote the Bible.
They don't belong in a bookstore.
You step back from that person at that point for the lightning that might get them.
Exactly I've heard worse.
Yeah.